week go so fast. We're back to Wireless Wednesday again. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level, wherever it might be. You can see him writing a daily tech column for Examiner.com. He's also featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. You'd find him as a featured writer for Everything Georgia. Heck, follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and also check out his website with links to everything that we're going to talk about at ricklimpert.info. And Rick Limpert joining us right now on the waitforit.com hotline. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Mitch, it's barely Wednesday, but it is Wednesday.
Hey, as soon as the clock hit Wednesday, it was like, is there any better way to do it than to start off with Wireless Wednesday? That's why we're bringing you on board. Now, obviously, today is the first day of April, so it is April Fool's Day. You know, the first 2 years of the radio station, we were mandated to no hijinks. There will be no April's tomfoolery, if you will. So I just want to make sure here it is, April Fool's Day. You're not gonna pull any pranks on me or anything while we're doing this.
No pranks. This is all totally legit, Mitch. No, I'm not a big fan of this April Fool's nonsense myself. So some guy tried getting me yesterday on it already. So I'm not falling for it.
Really, the day before they tried to pull something on you, the eve of April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's like Christmas. It's getting earlier and earlier. They're gonna pull April Fool's stunts in February. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, let's hope not. Hey, let's quickly talk about right now what's happening. Of course, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Final Four. There is technology involved when we talk about the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. What about the new technology involved for replay reviews and also in regards to timing questions?
Yeah, I don't know how intently you watched this, Mitch, but I did a little bit because they put in some new technology into the officials. And in their whistles, and I think the officiating was pretty good so far in the tournament. The timing systems put a chip in the referee's whistle, so when they blew the whistle, that would stop the clock. They did that, and then they also made the replay efficiency speed up a little bit, so they were able to look at the replays when necessary in a quicker way, and I think both of those worked pretty well.
I didn't know that. So they actually put some sort of mechanism in the whistle that it then could affect the clock and make sure that as soon as the whistle was blown, it stopped? How did they do that?
Yeah, that was done through, I don't know if it was Bluetooth or some radio waves. And then the referees also had a little like beeper on the back of their belt that they could hit to turn the clock, to start the clock. So the referees had a little added responsibility. They were actually doing some of the clock work during those games.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So that's some, and they really didn't, you know, talk about it too much during the tournament. Maybe that's something that, you know, we'll get when it comes to the Final Four that they might, you know, maybe feature that a little bit. But that's an interesting element. Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday here on the Experience Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick with us on the waitforward.com hotline. So, Rick, you were up in New York back in February. At, what is it, the 2XU compression wear event?
Yeah, it's 2XU. It's they use it as, like, the X of the times signal or symbol. Yeah, if you watch basketball now in any sport, you see the athletes are decked out in compression wear. So I went to the big compression wear event up in New York to learn a little about it. It was put on by 2XU, a compression gear company for elite athletes. And it's really amazing all the benefits of compression wear. We'll kind of talk about that a little bit tonight.
Well, you know, I've seen some guys where I've seen the compression shorts, but there are guys, and I think I've maybe seen maybe in the NBA, some in the college basketball game as well, where they're actually, it looks like they're wearing compression pants so that it's, you know, all the way, it's underneath their regular basketball shorts, all the way down to their legs, and then the socks come up. But where they have the pants covering their entire legs, it looks like they're wearing long pants.
It could be pants. It could be leg sleeves. There's arm sleeves. There's long socks. There's shorter socks. It's really a personal preference, but a lot of the athletes feel it gives them a little support. It helps them in performance. And with compression wear, what it's universally known is it really does help with recovery from playing in a game or from a workout. So whether there's a lot of good going on with this compression wear.
And I would also imagine, Rick, when we talk about compression wear, whether it's pants or, I mean, we see guys wearing compression sleeves. I think it's also a part to keep the warmth in your body, to keep your muscles warm. But also, I would have to think it's advantageous as far as blood flow is concerned.
Yeah, for elite athletes, but then also for everyday people as well. They're now selling on some airlines, American Airlines, Air Canada, they're selling compression socks and compression wear because you hear of people getting blood spot problems on long flights because you're sitting down for a long period of time and you're not moving. And, you know, when you're cramped in one of those window seats, a compression sock from 2xU or even a company called Soxy, which makes them for air travelers, it's pretty important.
You know, that brings up what I did a couple of weeks ago when I had my colonoscopy, and when you check in to have the procedure done, and, you know, they make you put on the gown, but they also give you socks. Now, they aren't compression socks, but they give you those socks to make sure that that they're keeping your feet and your calves warm. I guess that would be the same premise.
I would think. It's pretty important, and even for car rides, you know, I'll get in the car and, you know, I drive to Florida a couple times a year. A long time to be sitting in a position. Yeah, you stop and get out and get gas or whatever. But, you know, as people get older, as the baby boom generation is getting older, a lot of people aging all at one time, these compression socks are becoming a hit. Numerous companies are selling them, and, you know, they're finding more and more benefit for these wearing these socks.
Mitch Evans experience with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limpert, our main technology guy, the technology guy here on The Experience with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game via the waitfor.com hotline. Follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Heck, follow me on Twitter as well at The Mitch Sports. And also check out Rick's website. Anything that we're talking about here on the show, you can find on Rick's website at ricklimpert.info. I guess if a former Navy SEAL swears by compression wear that you're not really going to argue about that.
No, the great thing about this conference, they brought in a lot of different types of people, athletes and other people, including Jeff Nichols, a retired Navy SEAL, who was singing the praises of 2xU and the compression wear. And I can definitely understand it from his point of view. He would be on a plane for 10 to 12 hours, be dropped off, and expected immediately to perform or to complete a mission. And he said the compression gear really, in addition to keeping them warm, it really kept them kind of feeling active and warmed up. So they were ready to go at a moment's notice. That was a great guy to talk to.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, is our App of the Week compression related?
No, but maybe if the barometric pressure maybe comes into play a little bit with the new Storm app that's by Weather Underground. And we kind of, up in our area, north Fulton, Cherokee, Mitch, we dodged the storms a little bit today. But it's the severe weather time of the year. And this Storm app by Weather Underground is one of the latest and most high-tech weather apps I've seen. It's high-definition radar and allows you really to toggle and switch between different radars and different looks at the weather, and that gives you a lot of great information. So it's a fun app to play with, and it's free.
So this is going to take over for my Weather Channel app?
Well, the Weather Channel app is pretty good. I recommend having multiple weather apps on there, including maybe one from one of the local TV stations, because you know, you can look at these national apps or these world international apps, but really sometimes with the weather, the local angle is really important, and they sometimes give the best information.
Hey, real quick, Rick, you know, while I got you, did you know, I just saw it from about 15 minutes ago, but I went to go back on ESPN.com. They've redesigned the whole website. It's the ESPN.com redesign, first time since 2009. Right now, I am lost. I'm lost. I'm trying to find what I want to find here on ESPN.com.
Now, Mitch, make sure this is not an April Fool by our friends at the network up there.
No, it's not. I actually got an email from ESPN earlier in the evening, and it even said it told me about the new ESPN.com website launches April 1st. Download the Twitter app.